wife's name, Jadis Rose Gentle, who lost her son, Gordon Gentle, in Iraq. And we've got Janet, who's come along today as well, and her son is serving in Iraq in a very important role, a very important role in the military families against the war campaign, which I think is something to be celebrated and has made extremely important links with the campaign over in America. And I think with 103 British soldiers now have been killed in Iraq, that just makes it an even more important and even more poignant struggle. So I'd like you to please welcome Rose Gentle.
Military families are actually in London today is that they handed a letter in to number 10 asking Tony Blair to meet the military families. He has not met one family since our boys have been killed in Iraq. He has never attended one funeral. Maybe somebody's been wanting him to go there, but he should actually ask the families if they'd be allowed to attend. And we're disgusted that he has refused to have asked him for about 18 months now to meet with me, as I have things I need to discuss with him, how my son was killed and why he was sent to Iraq. 2 weeks ago, I wrote to Tony Blair again and asked him for a meeting. I got a letter back last week and his reply was, "I'm afraid a meeting will not be possible." Well, to me, that's an insult to my son, because that man sent my son to get killed in Iraq, because I blame him. And I blame him for every death that's in Iraq, not just the troops, the Iraqi people as well. And what we're actually getting fed up, people are counting these boys by numbers. They forget they're somebody's kids. That's our boys. They're somebody's dads. They're not just numbers, they're human people. That is our family that's getting counted day by day by numbers. And if people want to count by numbers, I think the numbers should stop. We don't want any more boys coming back. That was two that we lost yesterday. One of them was only a 22-year-old, and he leaves behind one child. So military families have put the letter in to Tony Blair to meet us, and if he doesn't meet us, we're just going to continue the campaign until the man does. But we know why he won't meet us, because we have questions that that man can't answer. We can speak the truth, and that man will tell us lies, but we're not prepared to take his lies. We know he's lied to us all the way through this war. He lied to everybody, he lied to the boys that signed up, so-called to fight for Queen and Country. The boys have not fought for Queen and Country, and they're still not fighting for Queen and Country. As far as we're concerned, this war is illegal. That the Blair sent our boys to an illegal war, which you keep saying Iraq is getting a better place, Iraq is getting worse. We're now in contact with a lot of the boys that can't speak out, because if they speak out, they'll get punished for speaking out. So they're telling us exactly what they want. They want Tony Blair to go over there, set a date to pull them out, not within 6 months, not within the next year. They're telling us to ask the government, set a date. It could be the 1st of November, but they want him to stick to that date instead of, when it gets closer, changing his mind and saying that something else has came up. The only time that man will pull the troops out is when his buddy George Bush says, "I'm taking mine out." Because everything George Bush does, Tony Blair is right behind him. Who is our president, Bush or Blair? Because we're really beginning to wonder. And we are disgusted the way military families are getting treated. Some of the families have waited 3 years for their inquest to the boys' death and about equipment they don't have. I have waited 18 months. And I did get told when the board inquiry does come up, we're not allowed to take a lawyer in. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not getting in. They're a bunch of Muppets. I'm in AOD and I'm seeing pictures of my son dead, and not, I would have a lawyer with me. I would refuse to go in. And the rest of the families have said the exact same thing. So last week I decided he's in Glasgow, right, let's go and pick at the AOD office and ask why the inquests are taking so long. The comment I got was, "Gordon's inquest is taking too long because we're trying to find the person to put the bomb there." That was an insult to me, because do they really think military families are so stupid? Military families can tell you a few things that's really happening that the government aren't telling you. I've had families contact me last week. One of the boys came home, he's mentally ill. He got a sick note from his doctor. His doctor said he wanted to go back. The headquarters in Edinburgh are phoning this boy up, pestering him, telling him he better get his backside straight back to Edinburgh. We have told the family not to take him back to Edinburgh to the army doctor because they'll say he's fit, and as soon as he's fit, they're going to send him straight back over to Iraq. People don't hear about the ones that actually went AWOL because they're threatened to go to Iraq and they're disgusted what they've seen in Iraq. There is roughly about 600 troops that's actually went AWOL, and I really applaud you boys because if any of them came to my door, I'd certainly say, I'll find you somebody at this day. They boys have nothing to be embarrassed about, they've nothing to embarrass their families, they're doing what they think is right. And now I heard they're trying to pass a bill in Parliament. If they refuse to fight, they're trying to give them a really heavy jail sentence. What happened to freedom of speech? They boys, it's a job, like any other job. You should be able to stand up and speak for yourself. They boys have no rights when they are in the army. And we think something should be done, there should be somebody there for they boys to speak to. They can get their point across. There should be somebody there when they boys are getting bullied, when they boys are getting kicked lumps out by their own majors because there's too many cover-ups. You look at Deep Cup, you look at Reg Keys, everything is getting covered up. So we're finding out a lot of stories, and we're actually disgusted the way our boys are getting treated. We're disgusted the way we're getting treated. The phone call tonight with one of the mums, a major had just given her son a kicking and he's got a broken jaw. And because he was going to speak out, his training wasn't finished, so they sent him straight to Iraq. The boy has now come back and said he wants to tell his story. What they've done with that boy is put him out of the army and he's getting £14 a week. They're refusing to pay any money. So that's how our boys are getting treated. They've also said to us that they can't bear walking along the Iraqi streets, seeing young kids blown up, seeing families that their houses are ripped apart. When you think when Tony Blair goes over to Iraq and spends a big while, let that man go over and spend 6 months with what Martin really is over in Iraq, because the man hasn't got a clue. He ought to wake up to reality because he's a disgrace to our country, he's an embarrassment to our country, and we are really embarrassed at having him as a prime minister. I think military families can be a lot better than that man can. And military families are actually thinking they're standing in every constituency for the ones that have not backed us up and putting them out and taking their votes off them. They maybe not get elected, but if we can take their votes if they don't back us up, well, we're determined we're going to do it. Since I've left down the street today, I've now had another two phone calls with another two military mothers saying that they've realised now that their sons have died from nothing and they want to back us up. Altogether now, I think we've got about 30 families doing what we are doing, which is not bad compared to what's happening. Every day we're getting more and more. But what angers you about the press, they don't show you things that's actually happening to the troops as well. We're telling them what's happening to the boys in the army, and a lot of the press are not printing it, which is disgusting. Why not print out what is happening to the boys? They print out what they want to print. If any of the boys stand up and speak up, as I say, they're going to get back to the army and they're going to get a kicking for opening their mouth. They'll get told they're a disgrace to the country. There's only one disgrace to this country and six in number 10. But we will. People say to me that Gordon put a uniform on. I say, I put a uniform on. But my son was told he was going to defend the Queen and country, not to be sent to Iraq by the Prime Minister that's lied to the boys to go and kill innocent people. My Gordon was here just now, he would say to me, Mum, what are we doing over there? But Gordon can't be here, and that's why I'm doing this campaign. If we can help other families, we'll keep helping families. Now, because we don't get any support off the government or the MOD at all, we've actually started a support group up. It's called Military Families Support Group, and we're actually trying to get funding and donations in so that every member of the military families can meet up every month and help ourselves because we get no help from anywhere else. Some of these families are now single parents, so if we can get donations and maybe that family need a break for their kids, we hope to have the money there and send them away, maybe in a caravan for a weekend to give the families a break. We did ask if we could get any funding through the government, but we were told no. So that's basically, go away, we don't want to know, your son's dead, why are you doing this? We're doing it, I'm doing it for the likes of Janet. Janet's boy is still over there. I don't want Janet to go through what we went through and still are going through. We stand here and we might look strong, but once you're in your own house and you look at the picture of your son, then you realise it's your son that somebody's took that away. We are deprived of my son, deprived of my kids. My two daughters are deprived of a brother, which will never go away. Our hurt will be here for the rest of our life. But if I have to fight with Tony Blair the rest of my life to get these boys out, I'll continue fighting till the boys are home.